Southern Cal Bilingual Education Program presents a moral educational story for children entitled Snake and the Mouse. The story was told by James Shoulderblade, a language researcher with this program, first in Cheyenne, then in English, then with a commentary.
Oh. Hawaii, Chateau, Snake. It's just taking me too long. Maybe I better go out there and look for them myself, she said. So she went outside as well. After reaching her outside, Minnie Mouse began removing her children from the danger. And then Snake, realizing they had not come back, likewise crawled back out of the hole. When he had finished crawling out, he looked all around. There were no mice to be seen. This is all of this version of the story, which I heard many, many times as a child. And this is where I finished. If this story was told to me many times, as I mentioned at the end of the story, first of all, I'd like to say that the older people had ways in storytelling of which we do not possess. The older people had a lesson, like parable, that they draw on as instruction and lightness, behavior, to do things and not to do the things at the right time. In each kingdom, we will use a story lesson. There is a lesson in every story. Some people wonder why the giant children are shy and hide from people, because they are taught to say nothing. Know nothing, yet know everything. Children now are not like that. They tell everything they know. And the snake in my story, number one, to be nice to whoever comes to visit. And psychologists used as a case of honor, grandfather, which no relation connected. Cook a meal, we know about that. These animals cannot cook. Make fire and gather wood and carry water. The mother mouse knew there was danger present. Also the young sense of the situation they were in. The lesson tells you how to get out of a situation like that.